Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. Soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call, and this wake-up call is for the 22nd of March 2018. A lot has been going on. I've looked around, watched all the news. I've seen all the stuff, even with false flags and all the rest of it. And I asked Father to give me a message for today. And I was just praying on that, and he popped this in my head. Today's sermon is called The Days of Unclean Spirits. And that's what we're in right now. We are in the days of unclean spirits. Would like you to turn to the book of Mark in the New Testament, please. I'll give you a minute to get there. Doesn't matter what version you're reading out of. I'm not a stickler on that. That's not what's happening right now. I want you to turn to the book of Mark. Chapter 1. Now, I'm going to read from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. That's the Bible that I use to read. Okay? It's my favorite. So I'm going to begin at verse 9 of chapter 1. And I'll be in the book of Mark, so you don't look to jump all over the place tonight. We're not going to do that. Verse 9 of chapter 1. And it came to be in those days that Yeshua came from Nazareth of Galilee and was immersed by Yohanan in the Jordan. That's the Jordan River, okay? Verse 10. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit coming down on him like a dove. It's the Holy Spirit. Just the Holy Spirit was on him. Verse 11. And a voice came out of the heavens. You are my son, the beloved, in whom I did delight. Now that establishes right there who he is. He's got the Holy Spirit, and he is the Son of the Most High. Verse 12. And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Verse 13. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tried, that means tested, tried, by Satan. That would be Ha-Satan, the Satan. And it was with the wild beasts. And was with the wild beasts, not it. And the messengers attended him. Messengers would be angels, okay, if that's the way you got to go. Verse 14. And after Yohanan was delivered up, Yeshua came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of the reign of Elohim. Well, John was delivered up to be beheaded by the enemy, okay? And Yeshua came to Galilee, that's Galilee, and saying, this is verse 15, and saying, the time has been filled, and the reign of Elohim has come near. Repent and believe in the good news, that is gospel, good news. That's what gospel means. Okay. So we've established his creds right off. When the Spirit came on him and Yahweh spoke out of heaven, proclaiming him as his son. All right. And the next part of Mark, he's gathering some people, and he was talking to them, and he taught to the congregation. Verse 22, chapter 1 of Mark. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as possessing authority and not as the scribes. All right. Verse 23. And there was a man in their congregation with an unclean Spirit. All right, you get that? There was a man in a congregation with an unclean spirit. And he cried out. Verse 24, saying, "Ha! What have we, as the unclean spirits, what have we to do with you, Yeshua of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us?" Okay, notice the terminology, us. "I know who you are, the set apart one of Elohim." So these unclean spirits were in collusion. They were all over. There's more than one of them. And Yeshua rebuked him, saying, "Be silenced and come out of him." That was that particular spirit in that man. Verse 26, "And throwing him into convulsions, the unclean spirit called out with a loud voice and came out of him." Verse 27, "And they were all so amazed as to reason among themselves, saying, What is this, a fresh teaching? With authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Verse 28, "And news about him immediately spread into all the country around Galil." That's a confrontation with an unclean spirit. Right there. Okay. Chapter 3 of the book of Mark. We'll be in verse 11 here. "And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, You are the son of Elohim." They recognized who he was. Chapter 5 of the book of Mark. Verse 2. "And when he came out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." And this unclean spirit had possession of this man, was making him do all kinds of horrible things to himself and to others, and he was very violent and nobody could hold him. Verse 6. "And seeing Yeshua from a distance, he ran and bowed down to him." Verse 7, and having called out with a loud voice, said, "What have I to do with you, Yeshua, Son of the Most High El? Swear to Elohim not to torture me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Verse 9. And he was asking him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, because we are many." And he was going to send him into the pigs. Verse 12, and all the demons, that's plural, begged him, saying, "Send us to the pigs so that we enter into them." Listen to this. And he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits, plural, came out and entered into the pigs. They were about 2,000. And the herd rushed down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Well, those pigs died, but the unclean spirits are not mortal flesh. They are possessors of things. The pigs died, but the unclean spirits didn't die. Okay. Close the book. We're done with scriptures. Now I'm going to speak. There are about 2,000 pigs. And that was just one instance of one man. Because you remember when they rebelled in heaven and they fell from their first estate. Bunches of them. 2,000 pigs, 2,000 unclean spirits. That's one instance. They didn't die. They don't die. They won't die until they are cast into the lake of fire at the end. Then they will be ended. But the bad news is they're still here, brothers and sisters. They're still here. Oh, boy. So what are we seeing these days? We are seeing manifestations all over this planet. Not just in one particular country, but everywhere, of the work of unseen, in other words, invisible to us in this dimension, in our corporeal state, in our earthly bodies. They're not divine bodies anymore. We don't have divine bodies right now. So we can't see these unclean spirits, but we see their works. Through the men, and I didn't say Adamics, I said men. Some are Adamic, many are not. The workings of unclean spirits, and no time in history ever has more unclean spirit activity been seen, ever. Oh, we've had bad times, but never this massive working by these unseen by us unclean spirits. We don't see them. Now, there are those of us that have gifts. I'm not one of them. I don't have it. They can see these spirits. They've been given that gift by Yahweh. I have certain gifts that I have. Other people that are on Yahweh's team have other gifts. And I am not jealous of the gifts of those people. My gift is sufficient enough that I have been given the word in my heart and my very soul, to the very bottom of my soul, to speak this word. All right. We are seeing the workings of unclean spirits. They have characteristics that are recognizable. We can't see them because they're not in corporeal bodies. They're inhabiting the physical structure of people. Some, and I haven't been able to actually recognize some of them. I have not been given that yet. Are these reptilians or whatever they are? I haven't seen them. Some other people have, with good witness. But these are unclean spirits, and they are inhabiting the corporeal form of people. Some of these people are Adamic people, and they are serving unwittingly the adversary. They are prompted on by these unclean spirits that they have taken into them. They have opened themselves up, and they are inhabited by another being. Now, this is not far-fetched. Oh, possession. Oh, you're talking Hollywood movies. They show you these things to make you think they're make-believe, and you just laugh at them. Oh, man. It's like The Exorcist. What did Yahshua just do in the book of Mark with his authority? He told them to leave those people. And they did. Because he was given that authority as the Son of the Father. Now, here's the point that I am getting to. We've got these beings still on this planet, still interfering, still occupying the corporeal beings of people. Adamic and non-Adamic. We see their works. When we quote the word and we are telling the truth and exposing their workings, they are going absolutely ballistic and frothing at the mouth and trying harder and harder and harder to destroy us. They're trying to pass laws and do things, engineer killings. Okay, you say, oh, this is false flag and that's a false flag, but there are people that are dying. And what would cause that? That would be the corporeal being of particular individuals occupied in tandem with one of these unclean spirits, which would have sway over that person. They've given themselves over to corruption. And these unclean spirits are doing deeds of violence and wickedness and this and that and all this other stuff. A lot of our lawmakers are following the lead of these things, these fallen ones that are inhabited in their bodies, sometimes more than one. Satanic worship, satanic cults, rituals, sacrifices of children. We are seeing these things manifest in our corporeal world here that are the designators that they are perpetrated by unclean spirits. Guiding their victim, or willing victim in many cases, to do these acts. And some of the acts are violent, some of the acts are not. They're just deceptive and they're lies, and they lead to destruction through legislation that would disarm us. Oh, we're not supposed to have guns. We're supposed to do this. We're supposed to race mix. That's one of the most destructive things that an Adamic person can do to himself or herself. Mixed race. A white female burying a non-white child. That's a huge, huge sin that is described in Scripture as the unforgivable sin. Because you have brought a creature into the world that has no spirit, not the Holy Spirit. It's not capable, a vessel not capable of housing the Holy Spirit. It is corrupted, it is polluted. It can never be redeemed like an Adamic being can be redeemed. Saved and redeemed are two different things. Saved from destruction means they've decided to work on the side of the good side, even though they're not Adamic, and they will live out their natural life and not be destroyed in this battle. They will be preserved. But when they die, their spirit that they have within them, which is not the Holy Spirit, it is not the spirit, the set-apart spirit, Ruach Kadosh, given to Adam, that spirit will return to the earth. That is just the life force, the power. And some of these people might very well be very nice people, but they're not us. Don't confuse that with the spirit of an Adamic and the spirit of a non-Adamic. The spirit that we have is different than their spirit. Now, they may be very nice, and that's good, and you treat them nice. I get along. I get along with non-Adamics if they are decent, right-acting people. I don't trust them. I don't hang out with them. But I'm not unpleasant to them, and I don't try to harm them. right, that's as far as it can go. I don't associate particularly. I'm pleasant in passing. They live in this building where I live. Hi, how you doing? Nice day. How are you today? I'm glad to see you. You have a good day now. And I walk on down the hall. That's it. End of conversation. That's what it's limited to. If I would do business with one of them out in the community, where they work or have stores or whatever, I'll do a little business. That there's nothing evil with that. What is commanded to us is to not mix with them. We are not to interbreed with these creatures. They are not us. We are to keep our seed line pure. Doesn't mean we're hateful. Now, the ones that are vicious and evil and stinky and nasty and they do all kinds of horrible stuff, them I hate with a righteous hatred, and they should be destroyed like any other wild, vicious beast, because that is what they are described as in Scripture, the beast of the field. They're not us. Don't try to legislate laws, Mr. Unclean Spirit, to make them equal with us, because they will never be equal. They were not created equal. They are not us. Now, there are unclean spirits in government. Lots of them. You see their workings. There are unclean spirits in police departments. You see their workings. They can only inhabit the body of an Adamic person that does not have the set-apart spirit in that body, that has not been united with the Holy Spirit, which comes from being a believer and a doer of the Word. And these unclean spirits hate those that believe and do the Word. Now, if they are in the body of an Adamic, they'll have that Adamic hate keepers of the Word and try to harm us, because they're acting on the impulse and influence of the unclean spirit that is sharing their corporeal being. Now, if it's a weak unclean spirit and a person repents and the Holy Spirit's working on him, that Holy Spirit will drive out, as Yeshua drove out those unclean spirits in the past, as an example, that Holy Spirit, the Ruach Kadosh, set apart spirit, if a person repents and wants to come to Yahweh, Yahweh will forgive and drive out that unclean spirit with the Holy Spirit, because the two cannot abide in the same corporeal being. If you have the Holy Spirit, you cannot have the unclean spirit. Many are dancing around on the edge, and they're toying with the Holy Spirit, and if you do that often enough, the Holy Spirit will depart and leave you over to corruption, and there will be no redemption for you. We see that. People that are just in the world and of the world, they have nothing of the promise given to us by Yahweh. They are not going to get the promise because they have given themselves over to the physical world and its temptations. And many, many times they will have an unclean spirit or will be left alone if they are just wicked of their own volition. The unclean spirits will leave them alone because they're already doing the adversary's work. There are people of the Adamic seed line that are just flat out evil. We're going to have to accept that fact, that even if they don't have the unclean spirit, they sure will act like it. They love violence. Violent behavior is one of the characteristics that you look for. Violence toward the innocent. Not toward the guilty, not toward violent criminals. Like if a policeman is trying to make an arrest righteously and one of these beasts comes at him, he has a right to self-defense and he may have to shoot. There are other police that when somebody is submissive and passive and not attacking and not being a threat, they shoot them anyway. That particular policeman is a servant of the devil. While the other policeman is trying to enforce the law and protect, unfortunately, there are less and less and less of the protectors and more and more and more of the violent offenders that are wearing the uniform of law enforcement these days. That's been infected with these unclean spirits as well. Okay? Military, people that will kill with no conscience. They will obey whatever order they're given, go kill all these people. And they're just villagers that are living there, raising kids, but they are in the way of an oil pipeline or whatever, some political agenda. And they will go in and bomb and kill and just walk through and just shoot all these people. People aren't armed. They're just villagers. But they're going to die anyway. That's the action of an unclean spirit or a person that has hardened his soul to the point of acting like an unclean spirit or non-Adamics that don't have any morality whatsoever, and they will just do whatever. They are acting out the part of violent beasts. But we are in the days right now of unclean spirits. We are seeing their manifestation all over the place. We are seeing the lies that are perpetrated by them to initiate and urge reactions by stupid people that will follow their lead. Beasts of the field that want to kill all the white people. Whitey's at fault for everything. Well, who's urging them on? Who is provoking that action? What is provoking that action? And you don't think if these unclean spirits can go into pigs and cause the pigs to self-destruct, that they cannot go into any other beast of the field and occupy that? It's a corporeal body. They can inhabit and direct and pervert the lives of these non-Adamic beings in order to use them to victimize and kill the seed of Adam, the white race. Dead's dead. I mean, whether you're killed by a policeman or a man in the military or one of these creatures or another white that has an unclean spirit, or you get hit by a bus. I mean, dead's dead, okay? The object is to decrease the population of the Adamic species. That's a goal. It is the main goal of the children of the adversary, the Edomites, Khazars, whatever you want to call them today, that worship the Talmud, which is a satanic book, and they want to do the work of their father. It says that in the book of John. You are of your father the devil, and your father's works you would do. Well, they're here. They're children of an unclean spirit. They're actual physical seed line with different DNA than we have. And they follow the workings and inclination. It's in their physical structure to do the work of the adversary against the seed of Adam, which was chosen to administrate this planet. Therefore, they hate the Adamic seed line because it is of Yahweh and they wish to destroy it. They kill a lot of bodies that are of Adam. Now, the spirit, well, that spirit that's in that Adamic is either of Yahweh or it is not. It is on its own. Without the gift of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling, it is not one of the sheep of the flock of Yahweh. And that Adamic, when it dies, he or she, will be resurrected, but it will not be resurrected as the remnant that have had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and have obeyed our Father. It will be resurrected to the second death, whereupon that spirit will be destroyed. It will no longer exist. It will be gone. It will die the second death, where the rest of us that are of Yahweh and are obedient, a minority to be sure, remnant, we will be resurrected and replaced in eternal bodies. Some of us will be transformed here into immortal bodies, and we will fight this battle. Then the rest will rise and join us, and we will wipe out the corporeal bodies of these children of the devil. They will be slain, and they have no eternal spirit. They just will be wiped out. They have no chance at eternal life. They're not redeemable. They are just gone. Those of our own race that have given themselves over and possess an unclean spirit within them because of their lifestyle and their choices and their bad choices, they will be destroyed as well. And that's a horrible thing to say. Oh, you mean all these people will be killed? Yes, that's exactly, precisely what I'm saying. And if that horrifies you, I'm sorry. Yahweh's not playing here, okay? This is not a joke. It's not a kid's game. It's not something you can say, oh, I don't want to play anymore. No, 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 no. You are being tested as the rest of us have been tested. I can only speak for myself. I've made my choice. Okay, I'm not sitting on a fence. And in ways, that puts my corporeal body that I inhabit right now at risk. But Scripture says, he who loves his life shall lose it. That's the life. In this world, with all the things of the world, if that's what you worship, you will lose that life. And you will not have a life promised to you after that. The second part of it is, but he who loses his life in my name shall have everlasting life. Now they're talking about the resurrection. All the Adamics are going to be resurrected. Some to eternal life, some to the second death. Because at that time there's no chance to change. Once you leave this body, the choice you made while in this body is the one that you will take with you into eternity, either eternal life or eternal separation from Yahweh, which is the most horrible fate I can think of, to not be with the Father. Oh yeah, somebody will come in, let's say they kick my door in when I'm in the middle of a radio broadcast. Bang, 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 bang. They shoot me. I will feel that pain, those bullets entering my body, and it will hurt, and it'll tear me apart. And then I'll go unconscious, and that will be it. I will leave this corporeal structure, and I will be allowed to see where I will go eventually, and then I will sleep. I won't be awake. I won't suffer torture of time. I will be timeless. I will not be bound by the laws of time. And when I am awakened, it will be as if it was instantaneous. I won't know about the passage of time. Well, this has happened to many, 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 many of us. They are sleeping. Well, but their body's in the grave and it's all fallen in, they're all rotted. No, that physical structure they used to inhabit has rotted and it's turned to dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. There's nobody home in that body. They're not consigned in torture in that rotted corpse. They're sleeping in a different dimension. They're unaware. They're sleeping. When the time comes, Yahweh will awaken them. And if they are of his fold, he will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Now we'll all have different gifts in the kingdom because we are going to be the administrators of the world under Yahweh's law. And we will live in New Jerusalem, which will be in a new sky and a new land. All right, let's just get that straight. Everything's going to be changed. If he created everything in the first place, he can certainly change it to his satisfaction anytime he wants. Let's stop trying to downsize Yahweh to our level. we're little tiny children, and what we don't know far outweighs what we do know. So make your choice in these days of unclean spirits. Avoid them if you can. Fight them if you must. Be obedient as much as physically possible, even if it's to your detriment. Well, you have to work on the Sabbath day. No, I don't. Well, you're fired. Well, okay, give me my severance back. That's tough. Oh, man, I don't know if I can do that. Well, it's a decision you have to make. You have to decide what you're going to do. Lot of decisions we have to make. Some are to our benefit. Some will be protected by Yahweh. Some of them are a test. And you're not protected. You're going to have to make a choice. And the right choice might be the hard one. Because he tests us all in different ways. Because we're different people. We're not all clones. We're not stamped out with a cookie cutter. Each one of us is a precious soul. We're different people. We have different likes and dislikes. We have different mannerisms. Our bodies are different. Some are great, big, huge, physically strong. Some are small and not so strong. Some good people are in wheelchairs. And some bad people are in wheelchairs. Okay? There's not one set pattern. But we have been given the word, and we are able to follow if we will to follow. We have to will it. And in these days of unclean spirits, their job is to make it as difficult for us to be obedient as possible, to deceive as many of us as possible, to make us stray from the proper path and do the will of the adversary and doom ourselves. Yahweh doesn't condemn us. Yeshua Messiah does not condemn us. We condemn ourselves. We know the word. We know what's right and wrong. It is what we choose that is written in the book of life. Early on, I did not know Yahweh. I was a sinner. I did this. I did that. Now, I'm not. I am a servant of Yahweh. He has redeemed me because I repented of my life and have given my life over to Him, and He has blessed me with the ability to speak the word. That's a gift I have been given. He has preserved my life to His glory, not me. Oh, I was on my way out, and I prayed to Yahweh and called on His name and was ready to accept death. If you're going to take me, Father, take me. Praise you. I'm yours. Take me home. No, He kept me here. Because He needs me to do what I'm doing. Now, He may take me out tonight. And if He does, okay. I may live to see the return of the Messiah. Double okay. I may get to fight in that battle against the hated adversary. Triple okay. Yeah. My warrior spirit cries out for that. I hate them with a perfect hatred. Those unclean spirits and those that have accepted them. But the habit of the unclean spirit is to depart the body and leave those poor people that were deluded by them to their fate. Because when the grace period is ended and Yahweh's wrath comes down, it's over. It's in a very short period of time when Yeshua returns with his avenging angels, and we're out there as his battle axe and weapons of war, and it's going to be a bloodbath. And the time of mercy and forgiveness and all that good stuff is going to be over. Be over. You made your choice. You made your bed. Now you got to lie in it. If you were an oppressor, an abuser, a murderer, your fate is sealed. You are cooked. Don't say you weren't warned. Everybody's heard the word. All the Adamics have heard the word. Now, some aborigine over in the back country of whatever, he's not an Adamic. The word isn't necessarily for him. He's not possible to redeem. He's not one of the sheep of the pasture of Yahweh. We are. Well, I'm down to the top of the hour. About 2 minutes to go. It's been a pleasure. I hope I've imparted some wisdom and some knowledge here. It is my heartfelt desire to do so. All I can say is may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will see you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Psalm number 2, concerning the Anointed One. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the land set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his Anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the sky shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the land for thy possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling.